Hi, welcome to another edition of Shabbat Lounge. I come before you on a great Friday morning. But first off, I want to thank you for listening, and I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to tune in. And as always, I ask that you would give us a comment, a like, rate us in iTunes, and share it with someone that you think might find this useful and meaningful. And today, Jake and I both have been thinking a lot about the upcoming feast, and we're preparing a podcast that we're about to do about the feast. And we've been researching kind of this idea of marriage, the marriage language that we see in the Torah, in the text. And it's pretty interesting, and I kind of had a moment, an earth-shattering type revelation that I wanted to share today, and that is this. We have often talked about in our group that meets on Shabbat about this concept of how Adam, well, let me back up. As a kid, I always struggled with the Cain and Abel thing. And I'm like, man, I don't even understand. They don't even know about sacrifices. And yet one of them is in trouble because they didn't do it right. And so that was very confusing to me as a child. And I just couldn't understand how they could be punished for something they didn't know about. I'm just like, it's not fair. I don't understand. But when you start looking at this marriage language, and you start looking and connecting the dots, and understand this concept that the way he made it in the beginning is how it is going to be in the end. Just like the scripture says in Isaiah, knowing the end from the beginning, you know, and the Father did, you know, and we think of it as a beginning, but, you know, that's because we're limited to time and space, and yes, that gets complicated in a hurry, but I don't even want to go there. But the concept is, from the beginning, Adam had the Torah written on his heart. Now, we've talked about it in our group about how, you know, and I think we've said it before, and maybe people know this, and maybe I'm the only one that didn't get it. I don't know. But just in case you're slow on the uptake, like I am, I had kind of thought about this as Yahuwah walked and talked amongst Adam and Eve in the garden. He taught them Torah. That's kind of how I conceptualize this. And I think that is a possibility, and you can't rule that out, and that very likely happened. But I also think it's a very possible situation that the Torah and the commandments were written in Adam's DNA, on his heart, if you will, from the very beginning. He had that information inside of him. And that's why they knew about the sacrifice and what was expected and how all of those things were supposed to be done. It was because that was pre-programmed from the beginning to be in them. Which, you know, that's a little mind-blowing. It's like, whoa. But it makes so much sense that would have happened. And so, and scripture later talks about how the Torah will be written on the hearts of man. And then there was a scripture in last week's Parsha portion that talked about how he was close and the commands are close to your heart. And so this language and this concept has been there all along. And so basically, in a nutshell, in a summary, you know, what hasn't been taught to us is that possibly Adam and Eve had these commandments written on their heart. And as mankind, unfortunately, continues to pursue the curses and not the blessings. And as we pursue the curses, we lose that original imprinting. It's, you know, it's kind of like that concept of making a copy after a copy after a copy. And by the time you take a copy, make a copy of that copy, make a copy of the copy, you know, it loses a lot of its clarity and contrast, and just the quality isn't very good. You know, by the time you've made 10 copies of copies, it is definitely kind of broken down. And that's kind of what we've been doing with these commandments that have been written on our hearts. As we continue as a people through time and ages and millennial generations, you know, as we continue to not follow His commands and break Torah, we continue to break down and degrade all of that. And that's why we continue to see our society through time just keeps getting worse and worse. And it also kind of makes sense on why the world and America in general in places, you know, you see so much compassion out of people and doing the right thing. And people know that you're not supposed to murder. And they know that, you know, the plumbing and biology of sex, you know, it makes sense that it's a man and woman. You know, just the plumbing makes sense. you know, and through time, that moral code that was written on our hearts keeps getting broken down and gets completely jacked up. And that's what we see happening today. And the call is, you know, going back and reading Torah, you're putting that back on your heart and mind, and you're rewriting your DNA, and you're restoring it. You're allowing the Father to come in and restore and set it back right. Set it back to what it's supposed to be. And so today I just wanted to leave you kind of with that and have you think about that. And I challenge you to read the text. Read the Bible. Make it part of your daily, weekly routine. Seek good teaching. Seek biblical teaching. And ask the Father to show you truth. Because He tells you, and He tells us, if we ask, we're going to find. If we seek, we're going to find. If we ask, He's going to give it to us. If we seek, we're going to find the answers. And that's what He wants. And so many of us get caught up in our culture with the consumption of media, whether it be from social media to Netflix. You know, I just read a stat the other day that said the average person spends 7.5 minutes maybe every time they sit down and watch something in the evening. You know, it takes 7-8 minutes just to look through to figure out what you want to watch. Because we have all seen so many things at this point. If you find yourself living in the good old USA like myself, you've watched so many movies. You look through Netflix and, you know, it feels like you've seen half of them. I've seen that. And it takes a long time to search through and find those. But anyway, I'm digressing. The point is, unplug, get into Scripture. We're coming up on Shabbat. We're coming up on the Sabbath. Take tomorrow. Rest. Study the Word. Pray. Examine your heart. Examine your life. Be still. Listen for the Father, because it's as if He has a standing appointment on His calendar. You know, He's been busy all week, just like you have. He has been hard at work doing stuff to make the world work. And as you can imagine, it's a pretty complicated task. And He has worked all week. And part of His rest is coming in, you know, coming into rest with us. It's kind of like the honeymoon for one day, you know? He's set it aside on his appointment, on his calendar, and said, hey, I want you to meet me here. He's put it on our Outlook. He sent us an invitation, and, you know, you have to accept it and accept that rest and accept that this is a holy convocation that he has set up to meet with you this Shabbat. Rest. Study. Be careful what you listen to. Be careful what you watch. Be careful what you do. You know, just like the scripture, be careful little eyes what you see. It is so true. So anyway, I thank you for listening to Shabbat Lounge. I pray that you are blessed because you found this teaching. I pray that you can share this with someone else. And as always, I ask that you subscribe to the content, that you give us some feedback, challenge us. You know, we definitely reserve the right to be wrong. We don't claim to have all the answers. We're trying to figure it out just like you are. And as always, thank you for listening to Shabbat Lounge.